Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5:30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at the headlines today. €196 million has been invested into the northwest under the Shared Island Fund. Authorities are warning of a heightened fire danger risk as hot, dry conditions continue across the country. A new warning has been issued over the scale of the defective concrete block crisis, and Gardaí are investigating the theft of a handbag and purse from a car at the car park of Lidsfannan, Buncrana, on Friday evening last. All these stories in full and more coming up, and we'll have a full update of all the sport with Chris Ashmore at around 5:45. But first, €196 million has been invested into the Northwest today under the Shared Island Fund. Originally established to enhance cross-border cooperation, today's funding announcement will see investment into rail infrastructure. The Derry to Belfast rail line is due to see major upgrades, having received €193 million. Minister Charlie McConlogue says it is a welcome announcement following announcements of funding for roads upgrades.
Yeah, well, the Shared Island Unit obviously was set up to try and build connections between north and south and to build on the work of the priest process. And today's announcement is really welcome in that vein. And we've seen previous commitment from a roads point of view was €600 million to the A5 from Derry to Auchnacloy. And today it's an investment committed in relation to rail for the Derry-Belfast and onwards to Dublin railway line. And the objective there is to speed up that and reduce journey times by improving the rail line and also by having better synchronisation as well between the Derry-Belfast and the Belfast-Dublin rail route so that it can become a through route for passengers that can be used more often.
And the work, going back to the rail, this work is in line with the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review. Recommendations in that propose to extend the rail network into Letterkenny. How does the upgrade works work towards that proposal?
Today's announcement is about upgrading the existing line and making sure it works to its best impact. Obviously, the government want to see the rail line expanded as well, are considering further the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Network plan and how that can be connected from Derry to Donegal and to Letterkenny as time progresses.
Minister McConlogue explains further details on healthcare investment included in today's announcement.
Healthcare. So with the investment in the Northwest Cancer Support Centre at Naltonagalvin Hospital, there's €3.5 million being invested so that Donegal and Derry patients in particular can avail of services there. And that's also going to look to see how we can develop further cross-border cooperation in the provision of cancer services as well as developing a closer to home pediatric metabolic network as well, and also perinatal and pediatric pathology services.
Authorities are warning of a heightened fire danger risk as hot, dry conditions continue across the country. The Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine has issued a orange fire risk warning, urging the public to be extremely vigilant. It comes alongside a nationwide yellow heat warning from Met Éireann, which remains in place until Friday morning and is expected to bring uncomfortable sleeping conditions. People are being advised to stay hydrated, use sunscreen and take extra care around lakes and beaches. In Donegal, fire services say the risk is particularly high in woodland and rural areas. Gary Martin, Director of Emergency Services at Donegal County Council, is urging people not to burn scrub, avoid backyard fires and be extremely cautious with barbecues.
If you do have an outdoor barbecue or external cooking elements, do not discard the remnants of it behind you, because those barbecues, by their nature, the embers will remain warm and hot for many, many hours. In certain parts of the county, there's a substantial fire load, particularly in our upland areas, scenic areas, and particularly in our forests. And when you have a fire this time of year with these high temperatures, it can be quite problematic. So don't light fires anywhere near the woodland.
Meanwhile, the warm weather has impacted reservoir levels. Essential overnight restrictions will be in place to protect water supplies in Stranorlar, Ballybuffet and the surrounding areas. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
Essential overnight water restrictions are being introduced for customers on the Lochmourne public water supply scheme. Ishka Aaron says the measures are necessary to allow reservoirs to recover and to protect daytime water supply during a period of increased demand. Customers supplied by the main reservoir at Lochmourne and Corridory Reservoir include areas across the Twin Towns, Crossroads, Convoy, Lifford, Riffoe and Ross Gear. They may experience low pressure or interruptions between 11 p.m. and 8 a.m. 10 a.m. starting tonight. The restrictions will remain in place until reservoir levels improve. Ishka Aaron says teams across Donegal are monitoring supplies and carrying out measures such as leakage detection and pressure management to maintain services. The utility is also urging households to conserve water by fixing leaks, reducing tap use, taking shorter showers and avoiding hose pipe use during the dry spell.
A new warning has been issued over the scale of the defective concrete block crisis, with fresh estimates suggesting tens of thousands of homes in Donegal could be affected. The 100% Redress Party says updated research indicates over 31,000 properties in the county may be impacted. Deputy Charles Ward says findings from the Petrolab and Ulster University suggest 12,000 homes in housing estates alone could be at high risk, with the true figure likely higher once one-off homes, social housing and other buildings are included. CSO figures show there are almost 86,000 dwellings in Donegal, while wider modelling estimates up to 51,000 homes nationally could fall within a high-risk category. Deputy Ward says the redress scheme now needs to be expanded to reflect the scale of the problem.
Where they've continued to pay a mortgage and live in a home that isn't fit for purpose. It's all over Donegal, it's in Dublin, it's in every county in Ireland. But the reality is now, we have the science is saying in Donegal alone, we're going to be up 30, 40,000. We need to deal with this right now. At the moment, the way we're doing things, particularly in Donegal, we've only built 300 homes in the odd 3 years. We have now, what we're saying is between 31,000 and 40-odd thousand homes to be built in Donegal and the North West.
Gardaí are investigating the theft of a handbag and purse from a car at the car park in Lisfannan, Buncrana on Friday evening last. At approximately 4:50 p.m, the passenger side window of a parked car in that area was smashed and a grey Marc Jacobs handbag and purse were stolen. Gardaí are particularly interested in hearing from anyone who may have observed a male in the area around that time who was wearing a black jacket, black bottoms and a black baseball cap. Anyone with information or dashcam footage is asked to contact Buncrana Garda Station. A victim of convicted abuser Patrick Sharkey has spoken out, saying those who came forward to report the abuse should be proud of breaking years of silence. 83-year-old Sharkey, who taught in Coleraine, was jailed for 6.5 years at Donegal Circuit Criminal Court after admitting 132 sexual offences against 19 children. The abuse took place over a 25-year period, with victims taken to remote parts of Donegal under the guise of routine trips. Victim Michael Bacon says many of those targeted had no idea what was happening at first, believing they were simply going on outings before the abuse began.
We were young, working-class kids from the Heights Estates in Coleraine, and we thought we were going on our holidays, so it would invite you down to Kilmany, but when we got down there, we very quickly realised that, you know, there was two double beds in two different rooms and there was only three kids, so one of us had to sleep with them. So from my point of view, when I was there, he said there was three of us there and the other two guys were called D-Men. So he said, right, the two D-Men's, you're in that room and Michael, you're in with me. So I had to share a room with him for 2 nights where he jumped into a bed naked and spent the night either fending off his unwanted advances or lying there frozen with fear. So that's how that kind of came about for me.
As that child, how conscious of you of what was going on, sort of right or wrong, or you know, how much you felt that you could, you know, maybe divulge to your friends or an adult?
Well, I didn't tell anybody for a long time. There was another guy went down after us, and when he was in the bed with him, he swung a punch at him, and then other people got to hear about it. So there was two sides to that. When I came back, first of all, as a young boy, there was the humiliation and of what happened to me, and then secondly, there was the fear of other people finding out, because the other boy that it happened to, he got a lot of stick and a lot of, you know, verbal abuse about what happened to him, and he was called a lot of names.
The mayor of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District is welcoming the installation of a flashing speed sign at the Ballybow entrance of Rathmullen. Councillor Porrick McGarvey, who used his members' infrastructure fund to support the project, says speed was a major concern to the residents of the Ballybow area. Councillor McGarvey says these are important pieces of infrastructure and he would like to see Donegal County Council implementing more of them around the county.
These are important pieces of infrastructure. They're a great piece of work. they make an impact on the 50-mile zones coming into towns and villages, and I would like to see more of them used. This is the second one that I have implemented now within the MD. They're a great impact, and they make a difference. They remind drivers of the speed that they're going while they're in a 50-mile zone. It's important that the driver sees the speeds that they're going, and that's why I believe it makes an impact when it tells them to slow down, and then it flashes green whenever they're doing the correct speed.
You personally used your own infrastructure funding to get these put up in two areas. Would you like to see other members of council doing the same in their own areas?
Yes, well, I suppose they're not expensive. The cost isn't high, and I think Donegal County Council should use some of their own budget to implement these within our MD and across the county.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports. Find all your GA essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's coming up to 5:45 on Highland Radio, and it's time to go over to the sports desk and say good evening to Chris Ashmore.
Thanks, Ryan. We begin with soccer, and Ghana midfielder Thomas Partey is insisting he's ready to face England in the World Cup tonight, despite being forced to miss his country's opening group game over rape charges, which he denies. The former Arsenal player was denied entry to Canada for their match with Panama. While England midfielder and a former teammate of Partey's, Declan Rice, says Ghana will provide a tough test.
Played with Thomas at Arsenal, a really good player, but also I've played against a lot of the Ghana team, and like I said from the clips, I know what they're going to bring. They're going to bring strength, pace. They're going to want to catch us out on the counter-attack. So yeah, we need to be ready for everything.
Well, England's clash with Ghana kicks off at 9 o'clock. Before that, at 6 o'clock, Portugal will look to get their first win when they play Uzbekistan. Belgium's Jeremy Doku was flown back to London to be with his wife as she gave birth to a baby boy. The Manchester City winger has faced criticism for saying he wanted to leave the country's World Cup camp to be with his family. Doku is expected to rejoin Belgium's squad before their all-important final group game against New Zealand at the weekend. Promoted Ipswich have appointed Gary O'Neill as their new manager for the forthcoming English Premier Division season. The former Wolves boss arrives from French side Strasbourg on a three-year deal. And Bohemians could play some of their home games at Richmond Park from next season. The Irish Sun is reporting that the Fibsborough-based side are close to an agreement with St Patrick's Athletic. If confirmed, it would see the North Siders using the Inchicore ground throughout 2027 and 2028, while Dalymount Park is redeveloped. On to Gaelic Games, and Galway GAA have paid tribute to All-Ireland senior football winning player Paul Clancy following his death at the age of just 49. He lifted the Sam Maguire title with the Tribesmen in 1998 and 2001. Well, following Donegal's exit from the All-Ireland Championship at the hands of Dublin on Sunday, the chief sports writer with the Star, Kieran Cunningham, says some self-reflection is needed if Jim McGuinness's side are to reach the heights of last year again. Cunningham joined Brendan Devaney on the DL debate last night and said the championship performances this year were not at the same level.
You have to look in the mirror when you have had such a bad year and questions are, why are we doing all this stuff? Like, it's no good saying we're bad luck or, you know, or the schedule or Sean Patton's injury hasn't healed the way it wanted. They are factors in what has happened this year. But also the way Donegal play and the way the energy, everybody keeps using that word energy. But you remember last year on the way to All-Ireland Final, the amount of times Donegal would be players flying forward in formation, coming across from all angles. We didn't see that this year, not to the same extent.
Head coach Colin O'Riordan has named a 25-player Ireland squad for the Australian Football League Women's Clash against Australia in August, and it includes three Donegal players: Amy Boyle Carr, who's based in Adelaide, Neve McLaughlin, who is with Gold Coast, and Tanya Kennedy Sydney. The game will be played as an AFL match rather than an international rules clash, with an oval Shirren football used, and it'll be played on the 1st of August at the 16,000 capacity North Sydney Oval. In athletics, Phil Healy has announced her retirement from the sport. The Cork native won 17 national senior titles and previously held the Irish 100 and 200 metre sprint records. She represented Team Ireland at the Olympics twice and also won a European Championship silver medal. In golf, the PGA Tour has announced a new competitive model that will begin in 2028 and feature a two-tiered system. There will be a PGA Tour Championship Series and a PGA Tour Challenger Series with a formal structure for promotion and relegation. Under cricket, the Irish government has announced it will contribute €3.5 million towards the redevelopment of cricket facilities on the Stormont Estate in Belfast. The 2030 Men's T20 Cricket World Cup will be jointly hosted by Ireland and the UK, with Stormont one of the proposed venues. Meanwhile, a short time ago, the Irish women's side was 120 for 5 against Sri Lanka at the end of their innings in the T20 World Cup in Bristol. And finally, in horse racing, Donegal jockey Oisin Nor was in the winner's enclosure at Beverley this afternoon, where he was on the 5-2 joint favourite Tamzan for trainer Marcus Tregoning. And just to let you know that the annual Letterkenny horse and pony races will be held on Wednesday week, that's the 1st of July, at the Big Isle in Manor Cunningham. And it's an evening meeting for the first time in 40 years, with the first race off on Wednesday week at 6 o'clock. That, Ryan, is your Tuesday evening sport.
Thank you very much, Chris. A West Donegal councillor says he's frustrated after a meeting with Minister Charlie McConlogue regarding the future of the post office in Annagree. Councillor Micheál Colmhagill Asbug met with the minister last evening at the Clannery Hotel in Letterkenny and secured a commitment from Minister McConlogue that he will meet any local business people interested in taking on the Annagree facility. However, Councillor Micheál Asbug says he didn't make the progress he had hoped for, and he's not confident for the future of the Annagree post office.
We talked at fair length about the importance of keeping Fáiste in Annagre, and in fairness he did offer to meet with anybody at the business community that would like to look at Annagre and have discussions around investing into the post office. And it's great to see that there's an increase in some of the post offices right across the 26 counties in terms of their business, but I'm not sure that'll keep Annagre open. Talk to them about the figures, about how the government, and I believe strongly that there's a different model that needs to be looked at and put in place. Anyway, we're going to keep in touch, but I'm just not confident. I'm not confident at all, and I'm not being disrespectful to him, but I'm not confident after leaving that meeting.
A man has been charged in connection with a fatal road traffic collision in Carndonagh last year, in which a mother and her daughter died. Natalie McLaughlin and her 6-year-old daughter Ella died following the collision involving a car and a van on the R240 at Glentoher on the 2nd of July 2025. Ella died at the scene, while her mother later died at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast. And Garda Síochána Conn have charged the male in his teens. He appeared before Buncrana District Court this morning. The latest Minimum Essential Standard of Living report by St Vincent de Paul highlights continued pressure on rural households. It finds that a car remains essential in rural Ireland, with public transport still described as limited and often insufficient for basic daily needs. Although local link services operate in some areas like Donegal, the report says they do not fully meet minimum transport requirements for rural families. Rural groups also question the practicality of including taxi allowances, pointing instead to informal solutions such as designated drivers. Rosa Glacken, the president of the St Vincent de Paul Conference in Donegal, says they are seeing more people reaching out for their help.
One of the biggest things that we have seen now since the rise in the cost of energy is that more and more people are falling into arrears with their energy bills, and that's causing stress and pressure, obviously. We do our best to help there, and we support as much as we can. You know, with this rise, there just isn't enough money coming into households to cope with all this extra cost.
What do you think government could be doing here to step in and try and give those people a lift?
Well, what we're asking for is that they look very carefully at the levels of support for people, especially people on social welfare and on low income, and look at ways of supporting that. We're hoping that this year bring in measures to support in a meaningful way to improve the standard of living for people. There's such a gap there between the income and the cost of living that we really need them to look carefully at it. And there's a lot of money in the coffers, and really this is the year I think that should be directed to the most vulnerable.
And the weather mostly cloudy today with a few spots of drizzle. Some mist and fog patches too. Lows of 12 to 14 degrees and light variable winds. Mostly cloudy at first tomorrow, but sunny spells will become more widespread through the day. While many areas will stay dry, a few spots of light rain and drizzle are likely at times. Warm and humid with highs of 20 to 24 degrees in light variable breezes. Cooler near the coasts. A look back at today's main stories. €196 million has been invested in the Northwest today under the Shared Island Fund. Originally established to enhance cross-border cooperation, today's funding announcement will see investments into rail infrastructure. The Derry to Belfast rail line is due to see major upgrades, having received €193 million. €3.5 million has been allocated to cross-border healthcare projects with the aim to expand cancer support and psychosocial services at the Northwest Cancer Centre in Anthony Galvin Hospital in Derry. Minister Charlie McConnell says these are a welcome announcement. Authorities are warning of a heightened fire danger risk as hot, dry conditions continue across the country. The Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine has issued an orange fire risk warning, urging the public to be extremely vigilant. It comes alongside a nationwide yellow heat warning from Met Eireann, which remains in place until Friday morning and is expected to bring uncomfortable sleeping conditions. People are being advised to stay hydrated, use sunscreen and take extra care around lakes and beaches. In Donegal, fire services say the risk is particularly high in woodland and rural areas. Gary Martin, Director of Emergency Services at Donegal County Council, is urging people not to burn scrub, avoid backyard fires and be extremely cautious with barbecues. A new warning has been issued over the scale of the defective concrete block crisis, with fresh estimates suggesting tens of thousands of homes in Donegal could be affected. The 100% Redress Party says updated research indicates over 31,000 properties in the county may be impacted. Deputy Charles Ward says findings from Petrolab and Ulster University suggest 12,000 homes in housing estates alone could be at high risk, with the true figure likely to be higher once one-off homes, social housing and other buildings are included. CSO figures show there are almost 86,000 dwellings in Donegal, while wider modelling estimates up to 51,000 homes nationally could fall within a high-risk category. Deputy Ward says the redress scheme now needs to be expanded to reflect the scale of the problem. Gardaí are investigating the theft of a handbag and purse from a car park at the in Lisfannan, Buncrana, on Friday evening last. At approximately 4:50 p.m, the passenger side window of a parked car in that area was smashed and a grey Marc Jacobs handbag and purse were stolen. Gardaí are particularly interested in hearing from anyone who may have observed a male in the area around that time who was wearing a black jacket, black bottoms and a black baseball cap. Anyone with information or dashcam footage is asked to contact Buncrana Garda Station. And that's all for the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news again at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, June 23rd. The death has taken place in her 105th year of Tilly McCauley, née McGillian, 21 Newton Kennedy Street, Strabane, reposing at her home today from 7:30. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday at 11:10 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane at 11:30. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam via churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Catherine McDade, née Coyle, 75, Ernie Road, Strabane, reposing at her home today from 6:30. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday at 12 noon for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 12:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of John McGinty, Capri Balbuffet. John's remains are reposing at the residence of his sister Anne and Martin Boner at Capri Balbuffet. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock on Thursday in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler, with burial afterwards in Kiltivogue Cemetery, Glenfinn. Rosary nightly at 9 o'clock with family time from after the rosary until 11 o'clock on the morning of the funeral. The funeral service can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Eunan Doherty, 15, McNeely Villas, Letterkenny, and formerly of 5 Ballymacool Terrace, Letterkenny, reposing at his late residence today from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock and tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 p.m. Rosary both nights at 9 with family time after the rosary, please. Funeral Mass on Thursday at 1 o'clock in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only.
Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Con McDade funeral directors. The death has occurred of John Coleman, the Fairways Letterkenny Donegal and formerly of Dunmore Galway, reposing at his home in Letterkenny tomorrow from 3 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Removal on Thursday to the Church of Our Lady in St Nicholas, Dunmore, with arrival at 1:30, where personal condolences can be offered inside the church. Funeral Mass at 3 o'clock with burial afterwards in Dunmore Cemetery. The funeral Mass will be live streamed. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Catherine McLaughlin, née Russell, Doon Terman. At the request of the deceased, the house is strictly private, pleased. Reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Letterkenny, today and tomorrow from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning in St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrenan, followed by burial in Kilmacrenan Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Tighe Callaghan Carter, Keelogues Church Hill. Tighe's remains will repose at his late home until 11 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to St. Columbkill's Church, Glendowen, for Mass of the Angels at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Temple Douglas Cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. The funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to Race Against Dementia Ireland, care of Charlie McLafferty Funeral Director or any family member. The death has occurred of Stephen Foy, 11 The Weavers, Ballybuffet, reposing at his home today until 9 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Sessionnil, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish YouTube channel. For family information and more details regarding the wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.